Labor Day. Was there ever a more anachronistic holiday in this era when those nasty, horrible pinko unions are blamed for everything from that bruise you got when you tripped in your driveway to Hurricane Isaac, which those devious labor unions whipped up just to upstage the Republican National Convention? And to think that we have a national holiday that was begun by union members and sanctioned by the Congress and President Grover Cleveland in 1894 after the Pullman strike to celebrate American labor. Oh, the shame. Oh, well, since I believe all holidays deserve to have their own holiday songs, I wrote one for dear old Labor Day. Oh, Labor Day comes this time each year, hamburgers, hot dogs, ice cold beer. It's an awkward holiday for sure because it celebrates labor. It was started up by union men that don't sit well with Republicans. They'll cut the working folks' fair share and give more money to the billionaire. It's the wealthy class that celebrate, it's labor unions that they hate. This Labor Day thing's an embarrassment when we ought to be celebrating the 1%. I wouldn't be surprised to hear the governor say he's changing Kansas Labor Day. And Labor Day we'd toss away, replaced by Job Creator Day, replaced by Job Creator Day. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.